Get ready for Bar Reeves Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, the new 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Tournament coverage provided by Jones & Sons Concrete, Kingdom Air, and the Washington Times-Herald. Now, Bar Reeves Sports on The General.
Good evening, everybody. It is regional championship Saturday night here in the state of Indiana. Tonight, the IHSAA Volleyball Regional, the championship game here at Jack Butcher Sports Arena in Ligoti, the Barrie Vikings and the Trinity Lutheran Cougars. I'm Mike DeCourcy, going to be joined all night long by my friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, John Patrick Mullen. Good evening, Johnny.
Good evening, Mike DeCourcy, and this has all the makings of a fantastic regional championship, and I think I heard you allude to the fact that your wife's 19 years as head coach, this will be likely the toughest matchup at the regional championship level here at Jack Butcher Sports Arena.
Yeah, certainly, both of these teams victorious this morning. Bar Eve, a three-set win over Rock Creek Academy, 25-12, 25-12, 25-22. And Trinity Lutheran turned in a really solid effort, knocking off Tecumseh 25-16, 25-19, 25-19. And Johnny, it sounds like the Vikings have a tall task in front of them here tonight.
No question, this Trinity Lutheran group is not unaccustomed to finding their way to the regional semi-state level, and they play a high-level volleyball, play an outstanding 1A schedule just like the Lady Vikes do. Take a look at their record, 28-9. Those losses are to some really, really good teams, perennial state championship caliber programs, and one of those L's came quite a while ago as these Lady Vikes defeated Trinity Lutheran back in the Bar Eve Invitational. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was a day that the Vikings' first game that day was against Indianapolis Lutheran. Bar Eve won, but they did not play very well. And as the day went along, they played Heritage Hills next, played a little bit better, got a win, played against Trinity Lutheran next, turned in one of their best sets of the season, and then won the second one, I think 26-24, 27-25, and then topped it off by playing maybe their best, you know, complete game of the season, knocking off 3A number 2 Northview. So that was a day where the longer Bar Eve played, the better that they got. So, of course, that's back all the way on September 1st, I think. That was also on the Vikings' home floor, and that matters very, very little right now.
Yeah, let's just face it, there won't be any surprises between these two teams. Not only have they played each other, but I think maybe neither coach will admit it, but let's just say that these are probably the two teams that thought they might face each other in a regional matchup like this. And in what a lot have said is the toughest 1A regional in the state, these two, Bar Eve ranked number 2, Trinity Lutheran, I believe, is 4, somewhere in that neighborhood. You're talking about two of the better teams left of the 8 in Class A volleyball play. So I don't think there'll be any surprise. I think these two coaches thought they might run into each other. No one looked ahead, but yet I think we have the two best Deep South 1A volleyball teams left here to duke it out at Ligoti.
Yeah, and several years ago when Bar Eve picked up Trinity Lutheran on the schedule, and then, of course, Trinity came over and several years ago and started playing in our tournament, that was the whole idea. That was the whole mindset. It was to get a regional opponent on the schedule, and of course, Bar Eve and Trinity, they played each other for – I don't know, 8 or 10 years now or whatever it is. And, you know, certainly they like to do it. We like to do it. And I don't think it's a mistake that either or that both teams are here tonight.
Trinity Lutheran, I think, has one state finals appearance. If I remember correctly, that was back in 2011. And, of course, Barre's been there a number of times and pulled their first state championship off in 2013. So some history here. They do play each other. They do expect to play each other in the postseason. And as easy, at least the first couple of sets, as easy as they were for Barre this morning, and really Trinity Lutheran made it look easy against Tecumseh, I don't think you'll see scores where the margins are 6 to 10 points. I think you're going to talk about every point mattering, especially those points down the stretch.
Yeah, certainly. Well, Barre and Trinity getting ready to roll. Warm-ups taking place. We're going to go ahead and take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, more of the pregame show. Barre and Trinity getting ready here in the regional championship. Back to Ligoti after this two-minute timeout.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Plenty of people are talking about agriculture, but too often the farmer's voice is missing. Nationwide supports farmers and ranchers telling agriculture's story. Your local agent is part of that story, partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation. Nationwide, we stand for you. This is Mary Hathaway. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance at 812-254-1987 for a free quote.
Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back at Ligoti, where it is regional championship Saturday. Barre and Trinity Lutheran getting ready to go here tonight. And Johnny, crowd filling in nicely. Barre sitting across the way, kind of behind the Ligoti scores table tonight. That's where they are going to be situated and located.
Always a nice following for these Lady Vikes, especially as the postseason play rolls around. And, you know, just to our right here as we sit on the south side of the gymnasium, just to our right is a nice following from Trinity Lutheran as well. Both these two schools think they got an opportunity to make the Final Four, and Barre has gotten accustomed to claiming regional titles. They were victorious here a year ago as they won the 2017 Volleyball Regional here, defeating Springs Valley. And we're not going to look ahead towards next Saturday, but this should be a dynamite match. And as Trinity Lutheran gets ready to operate in their 7.5-minute warm-up, Coach, your thoughts on the prescription shop in Washington, the prescription for success. You've watched these Lady Vikes, you know all about them. What do you think is the prescription for success for tonight's Lady Vikings victory?
I think Trinity, you know, we've probably played teams with more, you know, collective firepower, maybe not at the 1A level, however. And I think the Barre serve is really going to be a factor tonight. And if Barre can really serve it tough, put Trinity in some complicated positions, I think that really helps the Viking chances. Because if you're going to let Trinity run their offense, It could be a long night for the Vikings, but just like it was for Tecumseh here this afternoon. So I'm going to say the serve is going to be a big, big factor for the Vikings tonight.
Okay, a lot of firepower up front for Trinity Lutheran. So an aggressive serve from Bar Eve throughout the match. Your prescription shop's prescription for success.
Yep, that's what it's going to be.
The theme this evening for the Bar Eve student body is red, white, and blue.
It is red, white, and blue. It is Americana, Johnny Mullen.
Patriotism at its finest here. And
you got a job with a lot of talent in 1A. I mean, it's a, you know, it's nice to know probably you don't have to coach the entire program like most new coaches do when you know that there's talent already there. You know, certainly makes it an attractive job. Trinity Lutheran is an attractive job, and Coach Newland done a good job this year.
Yeah, 700-plus career victories, so a lot of success over there at Columbus. And Trinity Lutheran is a Seymour school,
yep.
Correct?
Out in a,
located in Seymour, Indiana?
Out in a Seymour cornfield, literally. It's a neat place. I've been over there scouting some volleyball games, not just watching Trinity Lutheran, but times where they've maybe played Springs Valley. I went over there and got tapes before the tournament before. Just a kind of a nice little change of pace in the Seymour area is Trinity Lutheran.
Yeah, as we take a look at the rosters here, you know, we've talked all year about the youth of Bar Eve. They'll start sophomores, freshmen, and one junior in Kara Hughes. Take a look at Trinity Lutheran's roster. It's an anomaly, I feel like, because there are no juniors on the roster. They do have a couple of seniors, but they are also freshmen and sophomore laden, Coach.
Well, and I don't want to take anything away from those really young players, but when I look at Trinity Lutheran and how it's going to go, it's, you know, I kind of see a kind of a three-pronged attack. And obviously they've got good players everywhere, but Hannah Sabotin, number 9, has been a starter since she's been a freshman. She's a junior now, and you know, a lot of the Lady Vikings' focus is going to be on her. Abby Schultz, she's a middle hitter. She is a senior, and she has done a nice job not only attacking but helping set that big Trinity block. And then Sydney James is an outside and a middle hitter. She's about 6'2", and from what I understand, talking to some of my Trinity Lutheran friends, volleyball is not even close to her best sport. She evidently is one of the top sophomore basketball players in the state of Indiana, and a big-time D1 basketball project, and helped lead Trinity Lutheran to the regional championship in basketball last year as a freshman. But those three, a senior, a junior, and a sophomore, kind of a nice three-pronged attack for Trinity.
You know, when I mentioned there were no juniors on the program roster, I didn't realize that Sabotin was a junior, and that's because she was left off of the program. So Sabotin, the lone junior on this team, a six-footer, and she dominated Tecumseh. As I take a look here at warm-ups, you pointed out the sophomore Sydney James. Sydney James wearing number 12, and she's at least 6'2". She is tall, and she can put it straight down. So that three-pronged attack, be interesting to see how Bar Eve gets a block up. Meanwhile, offensively for Bar Eve, you talked about needing to spread the ball around, Coach.
Yeah, and it's something, and when you talk about spreading the ball around, it's when you can get a little bit predictable, and, you know, in volleyball, we call them emergency balls. A lot of those balls, they just keep going to the outside over and over and over again, and that makes you very predictable. Now, if you've got somebody like Anna Ballingy out there who can manufacture kills, it's probably going to be okay, but it, you know, it's, to use a basketball terminology, it makes you easy to guard. And if Bar Eve can really turn that serve receive on tonight and move that ball around effectively, and that's the thing, it's not just Ballingy, but they can move Anna around on offense. They can move Addison Ainsco around on offense. They can move Hannah Graber around on offense to really use their talents. And you know, it's a ball control game tonight, as as we like to say, and a good serve receive, good passing, good setting. If Bar Eve can do those things, the hitting's going to show up.
Hey, those are all the facets that make up a great volleyball outfit if they can do those things. And both these teams are well-deserving of being here this evening. Glittering records, well-coached, variety of offensive and defensive options. But, you know, you look at Trinity's size, and I don't think Barty's going to be intimidated, but no question they're going to be outsized at the net, so they're going to have to move the ball around those blocks. As we get ready here, less than a minute before we get ready for the lineups and the anthem. So, Coach, we're thinking maybe recognize our sponsors back at the station. And you're listening to General 95.9. We're going to be back here in 3 minutes as we prepare for the Class A Regional Championship here in Ligoti. It's the Lady Vikings and the Lady Cougars. You're listening to 95.9 The General and 101.3 FM. Back in 3 minutes.
Do you have the newest local app on your smartphone? Update your Times Herald app. It's all new. Visit the App Store or Google Play for a new online experience at WashTimesHerald.com. Read local stories and watch local videos, plus online photo galleries, all from local events. Visit the App Store or Google Play, search Washington Times Herald, and download our newest updated app. A Washington Times Herald digital online subscription is available for only $11.99 a month. Call 812-254-0480 to sign up, and let's get started.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Kingdom Air is your local Amana dealer and has been serving our community since 1990. Kingdom Air and Amana want you to be comfortable. Kingdom Air and Amana are happy to support the Barrie volleyball team. Good luck, ladies, in the tournament. Go number two. Call Kingdom Air today at 812-486-3840. And remember, Amana lasts and lasts and lasts. Jones & Sons gives a huge congratulations to the Barrie Lady Vikings on their volleyball sectional victory and wishes them the best of luck in your tournament run. Jones & Sons is your hometown concrete provider, serving this area for over 45 years. Jones & Sons prides themselves on the quality of concrete they bring to a job and with the customer service you will find in their offices. Check out their wide variety of products and services online at jonesandsons.com or stop by one of their retail locations in Terre Haute, Vincennes, or Washington.
Adventure days continue now at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a new 2019 redesigned Jeep Cherokee, featuring up to $4,000 in rebates and starting as low as $22,708. The new 2018 Grand Cherokees have up to $5,000 in rebates and start as low as $35,647. Create your next adventure now with a new Jeep Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and don't forget the great selection of Jeep Wranglers during Jeep Adventure Days. Take advantage of big savings and great rebates at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
Football is my dream.
For Spencer James.
I want you to come play for me.
Beverly Hills, huh?
Yes, sir.
The whole game is about to change.
I don't belong here.
This is your way out.
From executive producer Greg Berlanti comes the new show inspired by the incredible true story.
I'm asking you to play for something bigger now.
Because when you do, you'll be unstoppable.
Run for your life.
All-American, series premiere right after the season premiere of Riverdale, tonight on The CW.
Back at Ligoti, starting lineups being introduced right now. Vikings going to be the visitors on the scoreboard here tonight. And as we mentioned, in the rotation tonight for Bar Eve. It's going to be two freshmen, five sophomores, and a junior. Two freshmen, Haley Graber and Sarah Graber, starting here tonight. Five sophomores, Anna Malengi, Hannah Graber, Addison Ainsco, J.C. Thompson, and Michaela Graber. And then Kara Hughes, the one junior, starting for the Vikings. And starting lineups being introduced right now for Trinity, Johnny.
Trinity Lutheran will go like this. Senior outside hitter Savannah Harwiger. Sophomore setter Bailey Reynolds. Outside hitter sophomore Kennedy Hoffman. Freshman defender in Kamsie Gross. Sydney James, you talked about, a sophomore 6'2". Middle. Abby Schult, another middle, 6 foot senior, and their big gun, a junior, Hannah Sabotin, wearing number 9. A lot of size here for Trinity Lutheran. We're just about underway here. Both teams, interestingly, in their white uniforms, Coach. Is there a reason?
I have no idea.
I didn't know. A lot of times volleyball will have 2, 3, 4 sets of different colored tops, but these ladies are both in white.
Well, both teams out on the floor in a huddle. Looks like it'll be Trinity with the first serve.
Addison Ainsco may be back to serve.
Okay, never mind. I saw the down official, Kathy Brown, with the ball on her hip. Thought she was going to throw it to Trinity, sure. But it will be Bari's first serve, and it'll be Ainsco. Brad Bain, the up official. Kathy Brown, the down official.
Outstanding officiating crew here this evening.
Two state finals officials. And here we go. First serve is up. Ainsco passed up. And Sabotin going to throw one, dug out by J.C. Thompson. And ball going to be blocked back. Trinity Lutheran now going to get a shot. Sabotin blocked back. Now Bar Eve going to have to send a free ball over. Trinity Lutheran with another opportunity. And that's Jane on the right side. Taps it over. Ballingy a little off speed. Got a kill to go. 1-0 Bar Eve.
A long first point there as both defenses came up big. And the rally finally finished with a half a hammer kill from Ballingy.
Yeah, neither team able to really get kind of in system and run that offense, but Anna got one to go. Next serve going to be up, and they're going to call a double contact on Trinity Lutheran on the set. And it was a good serve, knocked them out of system, so 2-0 Bar Eve. When I say out of system, it means they're just being knocked out of their offense.
Sure. Real tough serve there from Ainsco.
Addison, next serve. Good pass this time. Sabotin hits it wide. So 3-0. And that's a rare error for Hannah Sabotin.
Hits it wide. Looks like they're working the serve in a certain spot, Coach. Or headed at Savannah Harwiger back there.
Tapped over. Here comes Ballingy with another chance. Down the line, got it. 4-0 Bar Eve.
They're wearing number 3, the senior Harwiger. Out in the back row. She's listed as an outside hitter. Right now she's stuck in the back.
So Ainsco with another serve opportunity. That one going to be an overpass. And it's going to be unable to be tapped down by Bar Eve into the net, and that's going to be an error. 4-1.
Yep. Sarah Graber there. Had a chance to stuff it, just missed it. Serving is Ellie Carter for Trinity Lutheran.
And Ballingy got one to go. Cross court, 5-1.
Give Ballingy 3 smashes in these first 5 points for Bar Eve. Graber goes back to serve. That's Sarah Graber, the freshman.
Little Sarah, her first serve. It's a good one. Kill attempt is going to be dug out by Sarah. Here comes Ballingy again. And nice cross-court shot, and point Bar Eve. And that went into the, went over the basketball goal and out. So 6-1. So question right here. Sarah's next serve. Dug out by Trinity. There's Sabotin with an opportunity. Overpass, but Bar-Eve saves the kill. Now Trinity going to have to send one over. Here come the Vikings again. Ballingy got one. 7-1.
Sarah Graber with two tremendous digs there. Timeout, Trinity Lutheran, 7-1. Bar-Eve comes out on fire. Ballingy with four kills here.
We'll go ahead and take a one-minute timeout. JJ's Concrete Scoreboard, 7-1 Vikings. Back to Ligoti in 1 minute.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Built Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Built Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
Helena Agra Enterprises is proud to support Daviess County farmers and our local athletes. Crop health and crop safety is a top priority for Helena Agra Enterprises as we work with area farmers to maximize your yields in a cost-effective way. From the latest product advancements to the experienced staff we have on hand to answer your questions one-on-one, put Helena Agra Enterprises to work for you on the farm. Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery is a proud supporter of the Bar-Eve Vikings.
Back at Ligoti after the timeout.
Trinity Lutheran had a good pass off the serve, and Sabotin's her first kill.
Kara Hughes into the game. Good dig right there. Here comes Ballingy out of the middle. And her kill attempt is wide left. So 7-3, back-to-back points for Trinity.
Thought it may have been tipped, but it was not.
Another serve attempt. Here comes Ballingy again. Got it down the line, 8-3.
Make it five kills early in set one here for Ballingy. 5-for-6 on attacks.
That'll send Jason Thompson back to the service line.
Shout out to your father.
Standing right behind us. JC, short serve, overpass. Haley Raber going to have a chance at it. Got it.
JC Thompson this morning was really mixing the serve. She'd go short, then she'd go deep. We'll see what she does with this one. First one was short. Caused an overpass, which Haley Raber, the freshman, promptly deposited for a point. That one deep.
And that one going to be tapped over. Bari just going to have to make a play on it. Haley Raber sends a free ball over. Schultz, that one going to be partially blocked. Bari going to have a chance. There comes Hannah Graber on the backside. That one partially blocked. Trinity going to get a chance now. Schultz finds an opening in the back.
I like that Kara Hughes mixed it up there. She went with the back set to Hannah Graber. Hannah didn't find daylight, but you talked about mixing it up on this block here. Trinity's Sabotin back to serve.
And here comes Haley Raber, another kill attempt. Got it to go, 10-4. That sends Ballingy back to the service line.
Murray with seven kills now of their 10 points.
Anna. Sabotin going to send one over from the back row. And Bar-Eve going to have to send a free ball over. Ainsco sends it to the back.
Great effort by Hannah Graber.
And kill is in and good by Savannah Hartwitter, 10-5.
Looks like Trinity's guns are up front now. Serving is Bailey Reynolds, sophomore setter.
And a communication.
Yeah. wasn't passed well, and no one got to the set.
We pass that time. Here comes Haley Raber. Got another one. 11-6.
Sarah Graber comes in for Kara Hughes. Hannah Graber back to serve. Haley Raber now with three kills. Ballingy has five. 5-point lead here for the Lady Vikes.
And that one going to hit the net and roll over. Free ball back. Here comes Sarah Graber on the backside. Got it off.
Sarah Graber, we've talked about it a number of times. Basically, your do-it-all. This time she gets a kill.
Another serve. This one a good pass. And Schultz going to send one down the line, in and good. On the right side, 12-7.
Schultz second put down. Paige Lawrence, a freshman for Trinity, comes in to serve.
Sarah from the outside. Going to be an overpass. Haley Raber, that one goes off the block. Tapped over this time. And under the net is Hannah Graber. Point to Trinity, 12-8.
Lady Vikes need to communicate a little better. That one was going deep. Ballinger plays it.
And that one off the block, but Trinity going to set it up and have a chance to run some offense. Here comes Haley Raber again. That one off the block. Haley, another one. Dug out again by Trinity. Ains go this time. Nice dig by Trinity. There's Sabotin. And in the walkthrough today, Amber told them that is not there tonight. They got stuff back, 12-9.
That dump was dumped back. Ainsco's shot blocked. Ballinger's going to have to push it over here.
So Trinity with a chance to get a little bit closer. That one thrown to the back row. Haley Raber off the block. This is where Bar Eve has had trouble, and they're going to tap it down, and it's 12-10. Timeout, Bar Eve will take one, too. 12-10 Vikings, back to Ligoti in 1 minute.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomerybrewertonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Brewerton Club is proud to back the Bar E Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Back at Ligoti, Trinity continues to serve here. And they're going to call a lift.
I think
11 or 12-11 now.
It's an ace. Two aces now for Trinity. Tough break for Bar Eve.
There goes Sarah Graber. She's going to get one to go down the line. 13-11. Vikings by two again.
Two for Sarah Graber. Kaylin Wagler into the game to serve.
Galen's first serve. Going to be dug out. And Trinity going to be forced into a free ball, and it will be an error, miscommunication. So ace for Kaylin, 14-11. Kaylin's second serve. Good pass this time. There's James into the net. So back-to-back errors by Trinity, 15-11.
Trinity cut the lead to two, forced a Bar Eve timeout, but Kaylin Wagler now with two straight points.
Another long serve. That one going to be tapped over. Bar Eve going to have to push it, and they push it wide and out of bounds, 15-12. Sometimes with an error like that, Johnny, you just got to live to fight another day.
Sure. Serving is Savannah Harwiger. She started the game at the serving stripe.
Ainsco got one to go out of the middle, 16-12.
Hello, Addison Ainsco. She's back for her second round of serving here in set one. 16-12 Bar Eve. Big, big crowd here at Jack Butcher Sports Arena.
And good serve by Ainsco. Jane's going to have a chance. Has to pop it over. Here comes Ballingy with an opportunity. Off the block, but dug out. That one blocked back this time by Trinity. Now Trinity just going to have to send one over. Here goes Ballingy off the net. Trinity going to have to just pop one over. Bar Eve going to get a chance again. Back set. Sarah Graber, that one going to be sent back by Michaela Graber. And Bar Eve, and the ball's going to fall. Graber, and a miscommunication by Trinity, and it's 17-12.
The USA chance from the Viking student body, and it's 17-12, and that's a timeout. Their second, Coach. Trinity Lutheran uses their second timeout here.
They want one. We'll take one, too. 17-12 Vikings. Back to Ligoti in 1 minute.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Eve Sports.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallzapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
Back at Ligoti, Addison Ainsco continues to serve. 17-12. And an ace for Ainsco, 18-12.
Wearing out Savannah Harwiger.
And
wearing her out enough to come out. Ruthie Bingham, a freshman, will replace the senior in the back row, Coach. So you got to go right at the freshman now, right?
I would think.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
That serve going to be a little long. First service error for Bar Eve, 18-13.
She wanted to go right at her, but it was 10 feet deep. And Harwiger promptly returns. Ellie Carter, a sophomore server for Trinity Lutheran.
Here's Ballingy going to throw one down. Got it, 19-13.
Give Ballingy a half dozen kills this set.
And that's going to send Sarah back to serve, Sarah Graber. They're serving a good pass. Sabotin, that's going to be partially blocked. Bar Eve going to have a chance here. Ballingy going to send it wide, however. Had to back up on her approach, 19-14.
Impressive. One-fisted dig from Hannah Graber there, but Ballingy couldn't do anything with it. Another freshman, Kamsey Gross, to serve, the libero. Handled by Ainsco to Hughes, to Ballingy. Dug out by Gross.
And free ball sent over. And bad set into the net, 19-15.
That back set should have gone frontwards to Ballingy. Trinity creeps within four here. The lead was six. Tough serve, handled by Ainsco. Hughes.
Michaela Graber, good swing. And kill is down and good, that time by Schultz. 19-16, here comes Trinity again.
A game of runs here, the momentum. Right now, Trinity has it. They need a good swing here to stop this Trinity run. Vikes by three.
Good pass. Ballingy off the block. Got it. 20-16.
J.C. Thompson. So agile in handling those serves. Got great hands. Able to pass it well, the set. And Ballingy does what she does best. Seven kills for Ballingy. Thompson serving.
Schultz into the net that time. Good serve. Set that up. 21-16.
A big miss by Schultz here. It's a swing of 2 points. Barive moves ahead by five rather than Trinity narrowing the gap to three. So 21-16 Barive. Late in set one.
JC, another serve. Dug out. Subotin got that one to go off the block. 21-17.
Subotin with at least two kills, but when she, I think just two kills, now she's back to serve. So she's been contained so far this first set. Let's hope she doesn't get hot from the serving stripe.
Pass up by Ballingy. There's Hannah Graber blocked back, however. 21-18.
Abby Schultz with that stuff. Margin back to three. Hannah Graber ripped it, but Schultz was there to stuff it.
So next serve. Going to be passed up. Ballingy, a little off speed. Sent back. Roll spikes in over. Barry going to have another chance. There's Haley Raber. And off the defender. And that one may have been sailing long, Johnny.
Well, maybe Trinity bailed Haley out there, but Barive bailed Trinity out, as I thought Subotin serve was headed long, and it was played. So 4 point difference here late in set one, 22-18. Ballingy in the back now. She's going to serve. Important for Barive here to finish this set.
And she got an ace. That's a big one right there, 23-18.
That was impressive. The ball simply went straight to the floor. A sinker ball. And there's another one.
That one popped into the air. It's going to be a free ball sent over, and it's mishit into the net. So now, all of a sudden, Barive with six set points here, 24-18.
Substitution. Trinity Lutheran's going to pull Ellie Carter out. They're going to run Sydney James, their 6'2", back into the back. Ballingy just needs one more serve here to take set one.
That one's going to be an overpass. Haley Raber has it blocked back. But Barive gets it back. Dug out this time. Tapped out. And they're going to call a lift on Ballingy.
Probably legitimate. I'll say this about Raber. She's not afraid to swing for the freshman. She took two gigantic ones.
So serve is up. Here comes Haley Raber. Got it off the block.
There's your fifth one.
That's going to do it. So on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Vikings take the opener, 25-19. Back for set two after this three-minute timeout.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
Cheap adventure days continue now at the Washington Chrysler Center. Get behind the wheel of a new 2019 redesigned Jeep Cherokee, featuring up to $4,000 in rebates and starting as low as $22,708. The new 2018 Grand Cherokees have up to $5,000 in rebates and start as low as $35,647. Create your next adventure now with a new Jeep Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and don't forget the great selection of Jeep Wranglers during Jeep Adventure Days. Take advantage of big savings and great rebates at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Did you know Auto Owners Insurance will reduce your business insurance premium when you buy life insurance? Insure your business and protect your family, all in one stop. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. We will work hard to gain the proper and most affordable coverage to fit your needs. Give us a call at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
The Washington Times-Herald is now selling audience-targeted advertising for smartphones, all digital, handheld devices, and desktop PCs. Do you want your advertising to reach a specific audience? Melody Brunson would be more than happy to sit down and talk with you about this new local avenue for your upcoming ad campaigns. In today's world, it's not how many you reach, but who you reach. Are you reaching customers who are interested in what you have to offer? Call Melody Brunson today at 812-254-0480 to request a consultation or a free estimate.
Lagodi getting ready for the start of second set action here, Johnny.
25-19, Barrie claims the first. Trinity was as close as 12-10, but never could close the gap any further. Trinity will take the first serve here. Shout out to my two little girls at home listening to Mr. DeCourcy, Deco, and myself. Hello, girls. Wife Sarah, daughters Carson and Brindley, having some SpaghettiOs, enjoying the broadcast.
Home court advantage.
Nice.
First serve of set number two is up. Barrie going to have a chance at it right away, and they're going to get a double contact on Sarah Graber. So 1-0 Trinity.
Bad break for Barrie. Ballingy was ready to hit it.
And next one is going to fall for an ace, a 2-0. We'll throw the jinx on here. Trinity has yet to miss a serve.
They have not. Three aces so far. Harwiger.
Another short one. Ballingy going to be sent back. Barrie going to have another chance. Anna again got it. 2-1 Trinity.
Ballingy had 7 put downs in set one. Make that her 8th.
Going to send Sarah Graber back to the service line. Good pass. Jump set, but blocked back that time. Michaela Graber going to get a point for the Vikings. We're tied at 2.
All she does is stuff block. That's not all she does, but she's pretty good at that.
Sarah's next serve, good deep serve, going to be blocked back. And that one going to hit the antenna.
Barrie caught a break there, Coach. I think Michaela looked at the up official, knowing she was in the net, but no call. So Lady Vikes benefit.
3-2 Vikings now, back and forth. And that one into the net, 3-3.
Lady Vikes with 3 aces and 2 serving errors. Back to serve is Ellie Carter.
Passed up by JC. Anna, boom, 4-3.
Boy, JC puts the pass right where the set needs to be, and Ballingy clubbed that one. Nine smacks for Anna Ballingy. Thompson back to serve.
So JC, good pass. So Bowden going to get one off of Thompson's arm, 4-4.
That ball may have been headed out of bounds. So Bowden's been held in check to this point.
Good serve by Trinity. Haley Raver has it blocked back. Barre now going to have to send a free ball over, and that's going to give Sabotin another chance. And kill is in and good. 5-4 Trinity.
Coach DeCourcy telling Hannah Graber she needs to swing. Take a chance.
Barre off the serve receipt. Ballingy got another one. 5-5.
Double figures already for the first team All-Stater.
Anna back to the service line. And free ball going to be sent over. Haley Raber going to get a shot at it. Got it. 6-5 Vikings.
She's having a day so far, the freshman. 6 kills from Haley Raber. Lady Vikes are in front, correct?
6-5 Vikings. Ballingy, that one almost falls out of the sky, but free ball going to be sent over. Hannah Graber going to be blocked back and out of bounds. 7-5 Vikings now by 2.
Hannah Graber enters the stat line with her first kill.
Trinity Lutheran going to burn a quick timeout. We'll take one, too. JJ's Concrete Scoreboard, second set. 7-5 Vikings. Back to Ligoti in 1 minute.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odin-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odin-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
And the timeout works. Service error by Anna Ballingy. That's going to send Sabotin back to the service line for Trinity Lutheran.
Trying to hit a short one, and it was too short.
And ball going to be thrown over. And now free ball sent back. Barre going to have a chance to run a little offense. Haley Raber blocked back that time. Here comes Hannah Graber on the backside. And off the block and good, 8-6 Barre.
Hi, Hannah Graber.
That's going to send Hannah back to the service line.
2 kills for Hannah here in the past 3. Wicked serve from her.
Good pass by Trinity. And going to be dug out by JC. Here comes Haley Raber off the block, but a good dig by Trinity. Now it's going to be sent over as an emergency ball. Haley Raber, played up by Trinity. That one going to be blocked back. Haley just going to have to tap one. Now sent over as a free ball. Let's see if Barre can run a little offense here. And they do. Hannah got a short set to Addison Ainsco, and Addie dunked it.
Yes.
9-6.
That was the equivalent of an alley-oop in basketball, Coach DeCourcy. The alley and Ainsco with the oop flush. 9-6, Barre.
Serve is And Bar-Eve Haley Raber off the block. Going to be sent to the back row that time by Hannah. And that one going to be sent back to the back row by Hannah Graber. She almost got him the first time. She got him the second time. 10-6 on the push.
Saw a smile from the coach there. Hannah Graber coming alive here. Two straight serving points. The push, kill, and an ace.
And an ace right there, 11-6.
Four aces now for these Lady Vikes against three errors. Trinity's already burned one timeout. Down by five here. If you're just tuning into us, Bar-Eve captured set one, 25-19.
Schult goes off the block. Haley Raber going to get a chance at it. Blocked back. Sent over as a free ball by Hannah. That one going to be thrown. Bar-Eve going to get another chance. Haley has to take something off of that one. Sabotin from the back row. And Hannah Graber just has to send one over. There's Schult, sends it wide and out of bounds. 12-6.
Doubled the score here midway through set two. Bari with a four-point push. Hannah Graber still serving.
Short one to Schult.
Bad set.
And they're going to call a double contact on the set. So Trinity dodges one right there, 12-7.
They certainly did. The bad set came from Trinity, but Bar-Eve was called for it.
And bad pass right there, and the Vikings just going to have to send a free ball over. J.C. Thompson does. And Schult going to send it in and good. 12-8.
Vikes fans kind of look around like, was that out? But the line judge has it in. Bailey Reynolds doing the serving. Handled by Thompson to Hannah Graber. Addie Ainsco obliterates that volleyball. Ainsco has three kills. That one the most dynamic.
So 13-8, Kaylin Wagler in to serve. And Schult going to go off the block. Ballingy going to have it blocked back from the back row, 13-9.
Awkward attack as the set was behind her. Now serving is freshman Paige Lawrence.
Sarah Graber, the freshman, into the net. Tried to sharp angle, 13-10. So
hitting errors. Back-to-back for Bar-Eve, and Coach DeCourcy is going to give her squad a pep talk.
We'll take one, 13-10. Bar-Eve up in the second set. Back to Ligoti in 1 minute.
Did you know Auto Owners Insurance will reduce your business insurance premium when you buy life insurance? Insure your business and protect your family all in one stop. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. We will work hard to gain the proper and most affordable coverage to fit your needs. Give us a call at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Do you have the newest local app on your smartphone? Update your Times Herald app. It's all new. Visit the App Store or Google Play for a new online experience at WashTimesHerald.com. Read local stories and watch local videos, plus online photo galleries, all from local events. Visit the App Store or Google Play, search Washington Times Herald, and download our newest updated app. A Washington Times Herald digital online subscription is available for only $11.99 a month. Call 812-254-0480 to sign up, and let's get started.
Swat the doctor ordered out of the timeout. Addison Ainsco with a kill out of the middle. 14-10 Vikings.
Timely kill. Ainsco now behind the line. Ballingy moves to the front row.
Good pass. And Jane going to send one in off of J.C. Thompson. 14-11.
That one was headed towards the tunnel. 3-point margin here for Bar Reeve. Middle of set two. Lady Vikes captured set one, 25-19.
And good serve. Bar Reeve just going to have to free ball it over. And Sabotin has it blocked back and down and out. So
Kayla Graber, who else?
Kayla Graber got another one, 15-11.
Ballingy's up there to provide support, but it's Bar Reeve's middle with the block.
Good deep serve that time by Sarah Graber. It's going to be an ace, 16-11.
No surprise, they're still going at Savannah Harwiger. Five aces for Bar Reeve as they lead by five.
And that one going to be an overpass and dunked down by Ballingy, 17-11. And Trinity Lutheran going to burn their second timeout. We'll take another one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Second set, 17-11 Vikings. Back in 1 minute.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor, Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Jones & Sons gives a huge congratulations to the Bar Reeve Lady Vikings on their volleyball sectional victory and wishes them the best of luck in your tournament run. Jones & Sons is your hometown concrete provider, serving this area for over 45 years. Jones & Sons prides themselves on the quality of concrete they bring to a job and with the customer service you will find in their offices. Check out their wide variety of products and services online at jonesandsons.com or stop by one of their retail locations in Terre Haute, Vincennes, or Washington.
Back at Ligoti, Sarah Graber continues to serve for Bar Reeve. Pass that time by Trinity and kill in and good by Janes off the block, 17-12.
That time Gross, the libero, protected Harwiger. And Janes with her second kill. Ellie Carter serving. Addison Ainsco, good pass to Kara Hughes, to Ballingy. Good night.
18-12, cross-court shot by Anna.
Just inside the line.
It's going to send J.C. Thompson back to the service line.
Scores 18-12. J.C. Thompson serves with a 6-point lead here in set two.
Ball going to be tapped over. Haley Raber goes off the block. Dug out by Trinity, and they're going to get a lift on Bar Reeve. 18-13.
Trinity setter decided to dump it. Took Bar Reeve by surprise. Oh. Now the board says 17-12.
No, that's not right. Yeah.
What? Now 17-13?
No.
I don't know what just happened.
And then they're going to get an ace.
Well, what once was 18-12 on the scoreboard is now 17-14. It was 17-11 when Trinity took their timeout. So perhaps seems like one extra point for Trinity anyway.
Now Bar Reeve into the net. And you know what? They got to fix the score because our players are worried about the scoreboard. Now it's 17-15.
Yep.
Haley Raber got a kill to go there.
I don't know if there's an official book over there or not.
It's going to send Ballingy back to the service line. And going to be sent up. And it's going to be an ace, 19-15.
Trinity falling apart on that one. And substitution coming in. Carter replaced by James. They're going to try and protect James back here. I bet Ballinger's going to try and serve it deep.
Anna. Going to be sent over as a free ball. Haley Raber long and out of bounds. 19-16.
Bar Eve defense kind of fought over that return ball, and it cost them. Three-point lead for Bar Eve, 19-16. Handled by Thompson.
Sent over by Ainsco. And into the net, that time by Trinity, 20-16.
Libero Gross tried to hit it over, and she had no luck. Bar Eve here by four, 19 in set one for the Vikes. Hannah Graber going to look to serve it deep.
Dug out. Schultz off the net.
Dug up by Hannah Graber.
Ballingy from the back row. It's blocked back. Haley Raber off the block. And that one going to be dug out.
Nice dig by Ballingy.
Raber, another one off the block. Push back.
Wow, where's the lift there, Mr. Bain?
And that one going to be pushed over. So Trinity still with a chance. And they're going to call a lift that time.
That is a...
That may have been a makeup.
Hello, makeup.
It's all right.
We'll take it.
All of a sudden, it's 22-16
I don't
again.
I don't know what's going on. He's trying to explain that he missed. Can he just explain that he missed the first lift and decided to make it up?
Please.
I do that as a basketball official occasionally. I'll just go ahead and tell you. And I usually tell the team what I did. So is it 22-16 now?
That's what it says.
Did Hannah Graber get 2 points on that one serve?
Why not?
Okay.
Schultz with it. That one going to be sent in and good.
Oh, Trinity has someone in the net. Is that correct?
No, I think they were calling a sub.
Okay.
Oh, we're all messed up
I'm
now.
I'm messed up. Now the scoreboard says 22-21. I mean.
No.
21-17. I don't know what's going on, Jeremy Wildman. I don't know if you're being told what the score is or you lost track, but that's going to be a point Bar Eve. I don't know if that's 25 yet or not, Mike. Now it's 17-17. What in the world is going on over there?
Just get an official's timeout for 5 seconds. Now it says 22 again.
5-point play.
I don't know.
22-17, Bar Reeve. Kaylin Wagler serve.
And Trinity going to be out of rotation. So it says 23-17 for the time being. Until it doesn't.
Yeah. Just wait for it to change. Scoreboard says 23-17. We don't know what it actually is. Maybe I ought to have a scorebook over here.
Probably.
Kaylin Wagler still serving is all I know. Dug up by Trinity.
Schultz going to send it wide and out of bounds. 24-17.
We think it's set point. Bart Stemley just sent the ball over to Trinity. It's Bar Eve's serve. These officials are flustered. The coaches are flustered. No one more flustered than the listeners who are counting on us to get the score right, and we don't know. It's 24-17.
So
Bar Eve with a set point.
So Jane going to be... Well, Trinity's going to have a shot at it right here. Libero going to send a roll spike over. There's Michaela Graber. Sarah Graber, down and good. And the Vikings win set two on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard.
25-17, we think.
25-17. Back to Ligoti for set three after this three-minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Kingdom Air is your local Amana dealer and has been serving our community since 1990. Kingdom Air and Amana want you to be comfortable. Kingdom Air and Amana are happy to support the Bar Reeve volleyball team. Good luck, ladies, in the tournament. Go number two. Call Kingdom Air today at 812-486-3840. And remember, Amana lasts and lasts and lasts.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
This is Bill from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. October is Built Ford Tough Month, but it is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as a Ford dealer, I'm proud to display the blue Ford oval, but this month I am also proud to support the color pink and to raise awareness about breast cancer. It's October, Built Ford Tough Month, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So drive one, and don't forget to check on the girls. Just a little reminder from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at Ligoti High School. Third set action just around the corner. Vikings claim the opener 25-19. Back that up in the second 25-17. And beginning third set action in just a few seconds. It'll be Addison Ainsco. Starting with the serve for Bar Eve.
Lady Vikes, 25-19, 25-17. Takes three set wins to finish in this best of five.
And first serve going to sail long. So 1-0 Trinity.
Four serving errors against six aces for Bar Eve.
So a good pass right there on the serve. Ballingy going to get a shot at it. And it's going to be wide left, 2-0.
Lady Vikes trailed 2-0 in set two.
And that one's going to be an ace, 3-0.
Five aces for Trinity Lutheran.
And that's another ace, 4-0. So Trinity Lutheran with a good start here in the third set.
Rock Creek did the same thing this morning. Bar Eve coasted in the first two, and then RCA took a big lead in set three.
And not a good pass, so Bar Eve going to have to send a free ball over. That's going to give Subotin a chance, partially blocked. Ballingy got one to go off the net. 4-1. Sarah Graber back to serve for the Vikes. Into the net.
Two serving errors here for Bar Eve to begin set three. 5-1 Trinity early in set three.
And an overpass that time. And big break.
Wow. Sabotin just mishandled that easy stuff. Should have gone straight down, and she got tangled up in the net.
So J.C. Thompson back to serve.
See if Barreve can get a serve in here, Coach.
And good pass by Trinity. Sabotin passed up. Ballingy out of the middle. Blocked back. Point for Trinity, 6-2.
Had a dual block there on Ballingy in the middle.
Sabotin to the back row now. There's Ballingy out of the middle again. Got it off the block, 6-3. Let's send Ballingy back to serve.
14 Ballingy kills, unofficially, of course.
And that one going to fall for an ace, 6-4 now.
Ballingy with her third ace, I believe.
Anna. And that one going to be a lift on Trinity, so 6-5 now.
Down 4-0, the Lady Vikes have cut into the lead here. Ballingy continues to serve aggressively.
Ballingy. And Sabotin going to have to send it from the back row, passed up by Thompson. Haley Raber with a crack at it. And it's going to fall on Barreve's side, 7-5. And Barreve almost made a hustle play to get it back over.
Real nice hustle play from Ballingy, but Hughes couldn't quite get it back over the net. Serving is Bailey Reynolds. Passed by Hannah Graber. Kara Hughes with a set. Haley Raber blocked. Hughes to Ballingy. Ballingy's going to have to send one back over.
And going to be thrown. Now Barreve going to get a shot at it. Haley Raber. Now Trinity. And that one going to go off the block. Down and good. 8-5. So Barreve just unable to get untracked here and in system.
They really haven't had a whole lot of offense to this point in set three. Reynolds continues to serve.
And a little off-speed action right there by Haley Raber. Trinity just going to have to send a free ball over, but Barreve's got to capitalize. Ainsco off the block. Dug out, however, by Trinity. That one's sent back. Barreve going to have another chance. And Haley Raber just going to have to punch it over. Saves it. But Jane's into the net. 8-6.
Real nice save by Raber there. A little punch save. Kept it alive.
Vikings trail by two. Hannah Graber back to the service line. That one's going to be an overpass. Let's see if Barreve uses it. Back set. Sarah Graber got it off the block. 8-7.
Sarah Graber has a quiet 4 kills tonight, Coach.
Hannah Graber back again. Down the line. Good pass by Trinity. That one going to be thrown. Haley Raber with a chance. Going to go off the block. Trinity now. Back set to Janes. Going to send it long. We're tied at 8. So Hannah Graber continues to serve.
Lady Vikes trailed 4-0. Come back even here with Hannah Graber dropping a little short one in.
And Barreve off of the kill attempt. Haley Raber going to have it blocked back, and just a tight set right there. 9-8 Trinity.
Yep, set was awfully close to the net.
It's Trinity back by a point.
Lady Vikes have yet to lead here in set three.
Serve is up. Good pass by Ballingy. Ainsco got one down the line. 9-9.
Ainsco with five. Big rip here on the left side of the net. Kaylin Wagler to serve. Let's see if she can get an ace here to put Bar Eve in front.
Pass by Trinity. Jane's going to have it blocked back. And
four.
And they're going to call it off the block. So 10-9 Trinity.
I didn't see any block there.
Ainsco going to go off the block. Janes.
Handled by Hannah Graber.
That one goes off the block. Ainsco off the block, and now they're going to call four hits on that one.
That was probably legitimate, but why not call it on the other side, the point before?
And that one just going to have to be punched over by Bar Eve. And kill going to be in a good 12-9.
Probably timeout coming, I would guess.
And there it is. 12-9, Trinity lead, set three. Back to Ligoti in 1 minute.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Helena Agra Enterprises is proud to support Daviess County farmers and our local athletes. Crop health and crop safety is a top priority for Helena Agra Enterprises as we work with area farmers to maximize your yields in a cost-effective way. From the latest product advancements to the experienced staff we have on hand to answer your questions one-on-one, put Helena Agra Enterprises to work for you on the farm. Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery is a proud supporter of the Bar Eve Vikings.
Back at Ligoti, and timeout works. That's the first service error of the night for Trinity.
You Joe. Are correct, Mike. Savannah Harwiger hits it into the net. The timeout does its job, jinxes Trinity. Ainsco back to serve. Overpass. See if Ballingy can take advantage.
That one's going to be blocked back. Anna going to get another chance. Blocked again. And third chance. That one going to be dug out. And Ballingy, another swing at it. And what?
I have no idea why it took seven extra seconds for two officials to miss that one.
The Viking crowd about got rowdy.
They thought I hit a bad golf shot. I screamed four so loud, Coach.
Jane's going to punch it over. Hannah Graber over to Ballingy. And we are tied. 12 all.
I'm going to say Ballingy now with 16 kills, neighborhood. Including the last two. 12 all.
Ainsco. Another good serve. Janes into the net again. 13-12.
Bar Eve's first lead of this set three. It was 12-9 just a moment ago when Amber DeCourcy took a timeout. Bar Eve rattled off the next four.
There's Sabat, and she's going to send it to the back row. Ballingy. So Bolton got one out of the middle, and we're tied at 13. So back and forth we go here.
Big hitters doing damage.
That one was just right on top of the net, and so Bolton put that one away.
13-13. Serving is Carter.
Ballingy got it off the block. 14-13 Vikings. Sarah Graber back to serve. Another good pass. Sabot just going to tap it over. Here comes Ballingy. Off the block, got it. 15-13.
Trinity Lutheran's going to use a timeout. They trail by two here, 15-13. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to The General, 95.9, 101.3, 1580 AM. Back to Jack Butcher in 1 minute.
The Montgomery Ruritan Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruritan Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barre Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruritanclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruritan Club is proud to back the Barre Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruritan Club.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Barre Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Back at Lagodi, Sarah Graber, another serve attempt. Good pass by Trinity. Sabotin with another kill, 15-14.
Sabotin with seven.
Vikings by a point here.
They took the first two sets, 19 and 17.
Comes Ballingy out of the middle, got it. 16-14. It's going to send J.C. Thompson back to the service line.
Viking fans would like to see Barre stretch this lead. Two is the biggest so far here in set three for Barre.
And they're going to see it. J.C. Thompson serves up an ace. 17-14.
Eight aces now for Barre.
J.C., that one going to result in an overpass. Haley Raber with a chance, and it's going to be four hits, 17-15. So Sabotin to serve now.
Barre couldn't take advantage of that overpass.
There's Ballingy from the right side, blocked back, but J.C. Thompson there to cover. Trinity now with a chance. That one going to be sent down the line and good. 17-16.
Ball had some curvature on it. Hugged the line. Trinity cuts it to one here. Late in set three. Sabotin back serving. This is when Barre really needs to slow it down and get a side out.
Ballingy. Overpass action. There's Anna. And Trinity Lutheran in the net. So 18-16. That'll send Anna back to the service line.
There hasn't been a very many net errors for either team. Trinity guilty of that one. So Barre back on top by two. Ballingy now in the back row.
That one's going to be an overpass. Let's see if Barre can use it.
Well, they went backwards with it.
But Anna finds the floor, 19-16. Another kill for Ballingy.
I'm going to say it's 20. May not quite be, but.
And Trinity going to take their last timeout. We'll take one more on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Barre 19, Trinity Lutheran 16. Back to Lagodi in 1 minute.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field.
with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Back at Lagodi. Free ball opportunity here for the Vikings. And Ainsco going to get one to go off the block, 20-16.
That started with a Ballingy serve that nearly was an ace, resulted in a free ball, and Ainsco finishes with her sixth kill. Another grid serve by Ballingy. Going to be another free ball.
And that one, a free ball overpass into the net, 20-17.
Mistake by Bar Reeve. 2-point swing there. Trinity's Bailey Reynolds to serve. Goes at Ballingy. Ballingy, Kara Hughes, Haley Raber. Four. Oh, a lift. Trinity crowd wanted four. Official calls a lift. 20-18 now. Trinity within two.
Make now Barney's going to be 19. Out of rotation.
God. 20-19. Trinity Lutheran going to score another point as Barry makes a lineup mistake. Haley Raber swings off speed. Janes, back to Haley Raber, dug up by Trinity, free ball. J.C. Thompson lays out, Kara Hughes, Haley Raber again swings, and she's long, 20.
Yeah, and they called a touch. No, they called a net
ball.
Oh,
my goodness.
So
okay.
21-19.
So the ball, Raber's swing was long, but it doesn't matter as the officials saw Janes into the net. And that's a huge break for Bar Reeve. 21-19. Rather than being tied, it's Bar Reeve by two. Hannah Graber serving. Bar Reeve 4 points away here. Good serve by Graber.
Schultz. Haley Raber just going to have to tap it over. And she's going to get it to go. 22-19.
Haley went with the tapper, but it was good enough as Trinity was waiting for the hammer. 22-19, Trinity out of timeouts. Hannah Graber needing 3 points. Another deep serve. That's an ace. Nine aces. Hannah Graber goes right at the freshman Gross in the back row. Bar Eve up four, 23-19. Again, Trinity out of timeouts. Hannah Graber with a soft one, and guess what? Slow the momentum as they're going to send in a sub, but Ruthie Bingham, she'll see her first action. They're going to go right at her. She may be out of. Hannah Graber goes right at her.
Jane's going to be blocked back. And kill going to be in a good by Trinity, 20-4, 24-20.
Savannah Harwiger somehow found the floor there. Still, the Vikes with opportunities. Up by four, 24-20, looking to close out this regional. Paige Lawrence, another Trinity freshman to serve. Lady Vikes just need 1 point. And they're not going to get it on that one.
She serves up an ace.
Timeout, Coach DeCourcy.
So 24-21.
You want to stay here? Let's stay here.
Keep it right here.
Lady Vikes shot out to a 24-19 advantage here, trying to finish off Trinity, but Trinity responds with a kill and an ace to cut it to three. Coach DeCourcy here, you just need one good pass, good set, and swing to move on to next Saturday. Coach DeCourcy's last time out resulted in a serving error, and by goodness, that would be a nice thing to happen, wouldn't it?
We'll take it any way.
Any way you can get it, right?
Can get it right now.
Trinity just has one service error. Both teams are out of timeouts. Lawrence to serve. Barreef needs 1 point. Handled by Thompson to Hannah Graber. Ainsco's kill attempt was
blocked back and in.
Just in. Now 24-22. They've had three opportunities. This is the fourth one. Handled by Ainsco to Hannah Graber. They're going to Sarah Graber. Dug up by Lawrence. Free ball. Thompson. Hannah Graber. Ainsco. Are going to sweep the Trinity Lutheran Lady Cougars. The Vikes win that set 25-22. It's 19-17-22, a 3-0 sweep for Barreve, as my buddy, the coach's husband, heads down to give Amber a big hug. Mike DeCourcy, proud of his wife, proud of the Lady Vikes, as they are once again Class A regional champions, and the Barreve student body in their red, white, and blue ready to pounce. These Lady Cougars are going to accept the game ball as they are regional runners-up. Barreve with the straight set sweep. And Coach Amber DeCourcy, if you weren't here to see that, that was a demonstration of the agility and the flexibility and the athleticism of the coach as she did a tumble roll like a bowling ball into her team. And here come the student body as they celebrate on Jack Butcher arena floor here at Lagodi, a regional championship. Again, Trinity Lutheran bows out at 28-10. They graduate two seniors, and the number two rated Barreve Lady Vikings move on to next week's Semi-State, 25-19, 25-17, 25-22. We are going to take a 2-minute timeout, and when we come back to Lagodi, we will try and see if we can't get to Coach Amber DeCourcy at some point, and we'll kind of talk about the match and where Barreve's headed next Saturday for Semi-State play. You're listening to the General 95.9 FM, also 101.3 FM, WAMW 1580 AM, back in 2 minutes to Jack Butcher Sports Arena.
Plenty of people are talking about agriculture, but too often the farmer's voice is missing. Nationwide supports farmers and ranchers telling agriculture's story. Your local agent is part of that story, partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation, Nationwide. We stand for you. This is Mary Hathaway. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance at 812-254-1987 for a free quote.
Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Do you have the newest local app on your smartphone? Update your Times Herald app. It's all new. Visit the App Store or Google Play for a new online experience at washtimesherald.com. Read local stories and watch local videos, plus online photo galleries, all from local events. Visit the App Store or Google Play. Search Washington Times Herald and download our newest updated app. A Washington Times Herald digital online subscription is available for only $11.99 a month. Call 812-254-0480 to sign up, and let's get started.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up,
pick it up,
fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up,
pick it up,
fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Kingdom Air is your local Amana dealer and has been serving our community since 1990. Kingdom Air and Amana want you to be comfortable. Kingdom Air and Amana are happy to support the Bar Reeve volleyball team. Good luck, ladies, in the tournament. Go number two. Call Kingdom Air today at 812-486-3840. And remember, Amana lasts and lasts and lasts.
Back Jones and Sons gets a huge... where, once again, the Bar Reeve Lady Vikings have captured a Class 1A regional. They are the champions here as they knocked off number 4 rated Trinity Lutheran in straight sets, 25-19, 25-17, 25-22. In front of me here is the Bar Reeve student body, parents, friends, longtime Viking fans, Coach Amber DeCourcy, who everyone at Bar Reeve loves, of course, getting her picture taken with the seniors. The two senior Bar Reeve Lady Viking players include Marissa Helms and Hunter Emmons. Those two have been outstanding leaders for this Bar Reeve Lady Viking edition, now 32-5. It was a balanced effort. Of course it was, as it takes a team to win a regional championship. But Anna Ballingy, the sophomore all-state hitter for Bar Reeve, once again led the way. And she unofficially smacked down 20 kills. A freshman, Haley Raber, had 8. Had Addison Ainsco with 7, including the last point to secure the championship. Sarah Graber added 4. Hannah Graber a couple. Michaela Graber, of course, came through with a couple of block stuffs. Kaylin Wagler, her serving ability, she contributed a couple of aces. As always, the libero, sophomore J.C. Thompson, was outstanding in serve-receive. And the list goes on, but let's talk about Kara Hughes, the junior setter, returns to action here in the regional after being sidelined with a wrist injury. Kara Hughes, one of 2 Bar Reeve captains, along with Ballingy. She played a lot today after not playing for several weeks. Kara Hughes, the primary setter, splitting the responsibilities with Hannah Graber. Sarah Graber had filled in admirably, but Kara Hughes, great to see her back on the court. She provides that steadying influence that my colleague Mike DeCourcy talked about. Mike, of course, elated, thrilled, fired up as he was on the floor, probably the first one on the floor after the victory to give his wife, Coach Amber DeCourcy, a congratulatory hug. Mike has to live through the difficulty of watching these Lady Vikes as the spouse, and he lives and breathes it along with his wife, and he is a Bar Reaver, a Viking through and through, and he was thrilled to say the least when the Lady Vikings put down that last point in the 25-19, 25-17, 25-22 victory. The Lady Vikes lining up here, trying to get a team photo on the floor here at Lagodi. Coach Amber DeCourcy spreading out the love as she's getting hugs and high fives from just about everybody here in the gym. Bar Reeve, of course, they travel well, and it's just 7 or 8 miles up the road here on Highway 50, but they seem to nearly pack the lower bowl here at JBA. Trinity Lutheran here off to my right. Their fans sticking around to congratulate their Lady Cougar volleyballers. Fine 28-10 season. They'll graduate too, but they bring back an awful lot of material as well, including Hannah Sabotin, the junior middle hitter for the Lady Cougars. It was surprising, to say the least, in my opinion, that the Lady Vikes were able to sweep Trinity. But if you were in attendance, the Bar Reeve used their aggressive serving. Ballingy's prowess at the net, and they mixed up the offense. If I recall, the prescription shop prescription for success, Mike DeCourcy pointed out, was the aggressive pinpoint serving, and there's no question that Bar Eve utilized that as they took advantage of Trinity in the back row. As we continue on the Alex Knepp German American Investments post-game show, we take a look at next weekend. It's a one-game semi-state for these Lady Vikings. And last year, it was Bar Eve having to travel all the way to Columbus East for that one-game semi-state. And they took on the Hauser Jets. And for Hauser, from Hope, Indiana, it was a short trip over to Columbus, basically a home match for Hauser. We won't know until tomorrow, sometime mid-morning, perhaps around noon, where Bar Eve will play their semi-state. It's between the aforementioned Columbus East or Jasper. The Wildcats will host a semi-state as well. And it would be convenient, certainly, for Bar Eve to go 22 miles south to DuBois County and play at Jasper. However, that is not up to anyone from Bar Eve. That is up to the IHSA. So I believe Hauser and Indy Lutheran were playing in the other Class A Southern Regional Championship. Indianapolis Lutheran and Hauser are two teams that Bar Eve has faced this year early in the season and defeated. So whether it's the Lutheran Saints or the Hauser Jets, Coach Amber DeCourcy and the Bar Eve Lady Vikes have seen them already, having defeated them back in early September. Our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, always difficult to pinpoint someone who stood out. All these Lady Vikes played an instrumental part in their back-to-back regional championship. But how can you argue with number 10, sophomore outside hitter Anna Ballingy? Ballingy routinely spiked the ball to the hardwood to the tune of somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 kills. Haley Raber was also very good in the first two sets, and she had a day as she and Ballingy split the honor this morning. But tonight, Anna Ballingy is your Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. I'd like to take a peek and see if I could get a score for Hauser Indy Lutheran, but I just haven't been able to take the time to do that as we continue to watch Bar Eve take pictures galore and enjoy the spoils of victory here at Lagodi. We will be back next Saturday to bring you Class 1A Semi-State Volleyball, regardless of how far we need to travel. DLC Media continues with the help of great sponsorship from these Bar Eve businesses to promote Bar Eve sports, including Lady Viking Volleyball on the General 95.9. We also would be remiss if we did not mention the tremendous accomplishment today from Lady Viking cross-country runner McKenna Pruitt. The freshman took her talents along with her team to Brown County today to run in the one class IHSA girls cross-country semi-state, and Pruitt turned in a tremendous performance, finishing 12th at Brown County, and that locked her up for a spot in next Saturday's state championship run at the Laverne Gibson course in Terre Haute, I believe. Pruitt, just a freshman, following in the footsteps of her older brother. And although the team did not advance, and although Bryce could not advance for the boys, it will be McKenna Pruitt moving on to next Saturday's girls cross country state championship. Amber's sister, Carrie Gwen Boyd, getting the girls lined up here for the team picture near the net. There is no net cutting ceremony, as that would be an expensive proposition. the volleyball net left alone, unlike the basketball nets during the postseason. The Ligoti net untouched, but Barive posing in front of it as Amber DeCourcy, her longtime assistant, Mr. Mike James. Mike, so valuable to this program, along with assistants Remington, Wagler, Graber, and Jenna Nepp, the managers, the junior varsity players who continue to battle during the week so that these varsity players can practice. Congratulations to all of them. Congratulations to the Barrie faithful. For my buddy, my good friend Mike DeCourcy, it has been a pleasure bringing you Barrie Volleyball today. The Lady Vikes, champions once again of the Ligoti Regional, 25-19, 25-17, 25-22. For all the work being done back at the station, our friends, we thank you for keeping us on air, online, and on time. Thank you to DLC Media and all of our sponsors. We will be back next Saturday to bring you Barrie Semi-State Volleyball. I'm John Mullen. It's been a pleasure. Good night, everybody.
Barrie Vikings. This concludes coverage of Barrie Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by
the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Tournament coverage provided by Jones & Sons Concrete, Kingdom Air, and the Washington Times-Herald.
Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.